if you need a bit of a pick-me-up on a Monday morning, well, just the bloke for that is Rick Mirabella from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com. Our Monday motivation, Ricky Ricardo, good morning to you.
Yes, Rob. How are you, crew?
Very, very well. So, win the morning, win the day. That's our topic for this morning.
It's the only way to go, because if you're in a rut, which a lot of us get in, I guarantee you, if you get up in the morning, go to do your normal routine, and then say, I'll do something in the afternoon, no, mate. I'll have my $1,000 on that. Never happening. So it's really important that you... Monday morning is the best time, because the weekends, obviously, we get a bit sluggish, and Sunday evening's like, okay, I'm going to start tomorrow. Doesn't even have to be anything too strenuous. It just might be changing a few habits. But if you do them first thing in the morning, I guarantee you, apart from the rest of the day being enormously successful, different neurochemicals and everything getting released in the body, it's just going to make it so much easier to get it done. You haven't got the room for excuses and other stuff that pops up throughout the day, which are normal. Stuff comes up. So get it done, get it done, get it done. The mornings are the key. If you listen to this show, you're up anyway, okay? So the mornings are the key for anything you want to do for you, okay? Obviously, the afternoons, if it's a necessity, it'll get done, but the training won't. So you've got to move in the morning. It is so bloody important.
Yeah, I think, it's not just the sort of exercise or whatever that we do. I spoke a few years ago to a life coach, and one of the things he said was to write down five things that you want to do the next day, and in particular in the morning. And it could be, you know, as simple as, clean the cat, put the washing out, what have you, and you mark them off. And just the significance of actually doing stuff and doing it early and getting it out of the road so it doesn't sit there in the back of your mind makes a hell of a difference.
It's huge. And you know what it does? It opens up the floodgates as well. So you do that, which is awesome. See, and we talk about successful days, and I'm massive on what you just said. Even if you say two things I want to get done Monday, not including work, so two things I want to get done Monday, okay? It could be anything, because I'm going to do, yeah, exactly, something that I've been putting off for 3 weeks and maybe a bit of 15-minute walk, whatever. But I get it done. You get it done before sunrise, or you get it done before the kids wake up, or you get it done before 7 a.m. And all of a sudden, the floodgates are open. Like you said, you're feeling accomplished, which is very important. And it's like, well, and then the afternoon, you'll be surprised how much you get done later. And you actually do more than you ever thought you would because of the stuff you did in the morning. It sounds a bit backwards, but it's absolutely the case, mate. So there's a reason why you can find more minutes in the day just by doing these important tasks in the morning. It is so true. And, mate, it's a mantra. It sounds a bit whatever, but it's so bloody true, mate. And like, you obviously win the morning every day because you're up at 3 a.m. Or am I giving you justice there?
What time are you getting up? 3:30.
Yeah, so you're winning the morning and keeping everyone entertained and informed, and we're the better for it. But people can easily put you in their ears and get some of their stuff done well before 7 a.m. And their day would be a huge success for it.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, it is Feb Fit here at Gold Centre Victoria, last week of it. But I reckon, too, it's getting into the great weather for doing stuff in the mornings now, too. It's not too hot overnight, and it's, you know, still going to be warm during the day, but like today, 26 around Centre Victoria. Perfect weather for doing stuff.
That's perfect, mate. And look, if you've got any reasons, roadblocks, excuses, you just must start. So today's the day. You win the morning, you still got another 5 hours left in the morning. You win the morning, even if it's in the AM, just to trick your brain, do something. The AM is king. It is king.
Okay. Mate, you have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk next week.
I know you will, buddy. I will talk to you on Monday. Fantastic.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Rick Mirabella from runners.com. Our fitness and wellness man giving us that Monday motivation we need.